call your attention on Daf Kuf Nun Bov on the base in the sugya of your letters. You have on your volumes also, I think, the base Lechem Yehuda. May she have shown truth like ever below Dab. Okay. You have it? You have the big question? You
have that? No?
And this, in the piece of Tshuva Dalad that I'm sure you have, that we discussed, when we discussed the halach of Yevshel Tzich HaKeva below down, that's the quote to the Nerdy Yehuda, just refresh your memory, that's where you'll find it, Miksav. All the rest of Kuf Tzadi Dalad are unusual circumstances. Tumtum Androgynous is born, Yusufik Yigola Chumra, you treat her as if she gave birth in the cave, etc. The halacha of Yotza Yodo, well, that's called Tumeo Leda or not. Either
do these things happen nowadays?
Huh?
Do these things happen nowadays? Like Yotzi Yodo?
It's an unusual presentation of a baby with the hands above the head. What happened there means the water had to break, the sac had to be ruptured, and so on. It shouldn't happen too often, but that's how we got Mr. Melech HaMashiach, Lomo Paratza Peretz. Okay, children of Tamo recorded. Alright, let's move in. I don't know if there's anything there that really needs your attention. Basically, most of it is that Mishum Sofek, we assume it's a late us in the Kaver, and the Isur of 40 days of Tuma, Isur of 14 days of Tumas later, and those who have the Chumrah of 80 days would apply in those circumstances. And the last one, which is relevant, Yudalid, that's the Caesarean section. Birth is not called birth in halacha. In no way, not even to be matir of bris on Shabbos. A cesarean section, you don't do it. Which brings us to Kuf Tzadi K, one of the sets of halachas that are under protest by a modern generation. Give a slight hadoma here. Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. When you marry a young lady, you spend half your life, half of the first 30 years of your life, in a dual relationship. One is sexual and one is platonic. And the halacha is designed to enable you to switch on and off. Being married provides the greatest opportunity with the greatest temptation for sexual intimacy. The at half a month, approximately, he's a Sugala Baila. So that you got to go back to the old dating relationship you had before you got married. So you cycle 2 weeks of being married, 2 weeks of dating. No other religion can make it possible. We've succeeded that way. Sugo Bashoshanim. They're nothing more than a barrier of lilies is sufficient to allow you to switch off from the married state to the pre-married state. What it does also, and for this we haven't been given enough credit, it made it impossible for a woman to become a sex object. She remains a subject. That the relationship between a husband and wife is only sexual, is only physical, is a relative norm among, certainly among third world countries, 100%. The woman has no social role with the husband. Her role is social, completely, exclusively for sexual interaction, for marital relations. But Shvokhu didn't want it that way. If the feminists only understand the brilliance of this set of our office, there wouldn't be the protest that I made reference to when I began. What do you think? All I think about is the sex, and therefore any little thing that might possibly be a sign of chibur is also during those 2 weeks. Answer is yes. Chazal also understood the power of the sexual sex drive. It's the most powerful drive during the mature years of man, before the puberty sets in. Man is asexual. Once puberty sets in, man becomes sexual, woman becomes sexual, and indeed, the drive can cloud the rational thought. Hunger, pain, sex have the ability to make you do things that you couldn't believe you would do. That's what Kusarke is all about. You have to understand that they came about over centuries of rabbinic law and became part of halachic custom. These are the rabbonans. We have no isuri d'oraisa in sexual relations except for the marital act and chibur k'nishut. According to the Rambam, Rambam held it's only the rabbonan. Rambam held it's lo sikav legalas havoso, is a love like every other love. And the chibur, and that is defined as chibur k'nishut, or sex play, or foreplay, or petting, or whatever term is being used for. Okay, with that I've done it. I hope I've diverted most of your questions. Why really, is it really that important, etc.? The answer is yes. It's really that important. I gave you out. I take these tshuvas because they say what I want to say. They say it in a more succinct form and one that you remember better because you have a big sound. First, go back a little bit on why we had to define when labor begins. And I introduce it as a limit to the Lamaze method or to the prenatal classes that husband and wife take nowadays. Right? At what point does physical contact stop between the husband and wife? So here, as far as the thing itself, the Masha Isha Rosa Leos Nu'ura Vashasei Dosa, these are the kind of tshuvas that nobody bothered to answer. Also the kind of questions that nobody received. Some fella asked a question. His wife wants to go natural on childbirth and doesn't want to take any kind of analgesia, anesthesia, etc. Doesn't want, as they do nowadays, an epidural where they inject into the lower spine an anesthetic that cuts off the nerve sensations so a woman can give birth relatively painless. Painless until they give her, painless after they give her the injection. The trouble is they don't give the injection right away. It's after she goes into labor and stretches for a few hours, then they come in with the epidural. No halacha here. But here you have what is loosely referred to as Das Torah. Right? One opinion of an Adam Godol, should I or shouldn't I? Right? What'd they tell her? Some cuckoos, right? Told her, well, all you have to do is we'll play music, and it'll divert your attention, and you will focus on some happy thoughts, right? That'll make the pain go away. So he says, Lo yisi miyai sasadova se, yichevle leido hein gedolim, lo yol hesach adaz, achlinyin har, omo v'almo. A lot of baloney. It's laying a cup. It doesn't work. Ach, yisha rotsa b'kach, eim ze dovar yisul. Give you my opinion. I mean, that's my opinion. I tell you, you have to, mutter, it's not also mutter. She wants to suffer, let her suffer. I'm not so sure that is really halakhically correct. I don't know if you cannot treat pain as you do also l'odom l'hasik esatzno. I've answered the question easily. I don't see any head for it. If Kodesh Boku who with Megalas Ateva, and we have the ability to relieve pain, the person say, I want to be a masochist, I want to suffer, I don't know. I, there's no physical damage. Yeah, he can't cut off his finger, can't cut off his ear. All right, that, I don't know if pain damaging your nerve endings is not in the halakha of masochist, that's all. And therefore it's also...
One of the ten balot that Hava got was this pain, and that it would be kind of soaked there, one of those balot, by taking it away. This was something actually one of my Rav's wives had come up with. She had felt it, some kind of guilt complex.
What are you saying? It's possible?
That this is supposed to be part of the Teva is part of the Klal that goes on.
Just recently to mention it, that's here, and that's why they don't allow in Eretz Yisrael any analgesia for Mila. Yes. Okay. It's off the wall. It's really hard to defend such a position. It just seems to be far distant from normal understanding of halacha and of human experience. not so. The fact that you find a medrash that says that Avram could have used a sum and he didn't use a sum because he wanted to increase his tzar from tzar ago, that's good for Avram Avinu. Try to understand his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo at that time, where he's searching for his relationship. You want to do it, you can do it yourself. Isa Baltasif to have another Mila, but if you want to experience it, also Lo Sigah Mimenu, if you want to experience, do it to yourself. Take a baby that has no say in the matter and subject him to pain because you think you'll have more style for it. It's not a voluntary act, those schar, and the woman thinks that that she's violating the halacha because Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed Chava b'tzar tel dibonim, and therefore she's violating the halachic norm, a natural law. I've heard such things from fundamentalists. They're rarely from women, only from men. Okay. That goes next. Right. That's the end of Kusari Galut. So when can he not touch it? Okay. But basically, what he did over here is define the other definition. That what? That you can't walk. That chavosera and also saw brains rovosera. I mean, when they mashkiv and also bring to mitzad chavuli halido, when they tell her to lie down, they don't want a woman to lie down when she doesn't have to lie down. They tell her to lie down when she can't walk already. Then they tell her to lie down. So actually, it looks like Yoshua la Mashbeh, we're equating lying in bed with sitting down on the birthing stool. But actually, in fact, the medical decision to tell a woman to lie down is done when she doesn't want to stand up, and she can't stand up anymore, because otherwise, just generally believe that a woman should not be immobilized more than necessary. Some immobilization is looked upon as a mazik esatzmo. Immobilization leads to blood clotting. It's one of the big dangers of being ill with a relatively minor illness, but it requires you to stay in bed. Or once upon a time, if you had a cold, you had the flu, you must stay in bed. You shouldn't walk around. That goes counter to what is current understanding of the physiology of blood clotting. In Sidri Tara, it says, "Lo dafke yesh al hamashber, ela miyad sheachzu etzir bechebre leida bevekesh es lohavi lo chachoma sorach hapal lizor bo." The moment she asks for help, for midwife, that stops it already. So here you have in you don't have that there, but in the Beis Yehuda that I made reference to before, he discusses the onset of Leda, right? And listen to this lashon. Avshe yoshev kan shafi shevet shel hamashber. This lo mikre psichas akeva, right? That's dafka b'isa shabbos shehu l'chumra. Avo l'bay le'isam afil l'chad minun. One important point, Ahavamini, he doesn't remain by it, but he puts that as a question. The fact that we call her Yoledes, the Gabi Shabbos, where Sofit Pikuch Nefesh is Dofer Shabbos, is no raya that she's a Yoledes, the Gabi Tumah V'Tara, and the Gabi Isur Nida. Nevertheless, he says, the poskim seem to equate the two. Whatever is called Yoledes for Shabbos, they also apply a Yoledes for Asura Labayla, even though he questions it. Then he says that, Lo Molani Libi Lehate B'Yosheva Salam Ashver, right? Avo Dikas Hamayalas Bevadai Embo Isu. Masha Heyed Mishum Noshim Chashuvos from Dinas Chakati V'Darashi Heytev. He says, so Avo Roshomu, the fact that the moment a midwife examines her, that she already becomes a nido, and they question maybe because psichas hageva, that during the examination a finger entered into the cervical opening, he checked it out not so. Then he has an interesting comment. He says, "Avol habadikos v'yaldo soyev beinel kischok." But he asked the woman, "What does the midwife do?" He said, "It's a joke. She doesn't do anything." The midwife comes and examines her. There's nothing that she does. Doesn't invade anything. Doesn't do anything. It's gone. It's my shvel Zatzal used to say. He had in Luban there was a doctor, but the doctor was rarely available. But they had a Kusharki, they had a PA. They had a PA, and the PA wasn't too well trained and didn't know too much. So they would say about him, he says, once the PA took sick, and the doctor came and take his pulse, that's the mashmash of the dopek that we'll soon make reference to, right? So the PA says to the doctor, "Oh, come on, we're professional. You know there is no such thing as a pulse." What kind of doctor? Yeah. This idea, they examine, well, it's nothing, but listen to this. Right? Therefore, Omun Tekek Shaboa Mayaldos Botkos, the Noshim Shalanu, and therefore, as soon as the midwife comes in, they examine, but they don't know anything. It's nonsense. The midwife came, is that a sign of Yosheva Salamashber already, the fact that they call the midwife? Right? My Shreel has that language over here, that as soon as Mabakesh is Lahavili Chachoma, as soon as she asks for medical help, that's a simen that she's listening to this language. Noshim Shalonu, Shochin El Hamayaldos, Kshadayin Domolem Shemageshes. They think they feel something, they already call Meledes. So you can't use Meledes as a simon for anything, right? Bav shadayin ain't a losa leshev al hamashbel, ki chatzi yom, right? Achakach, even though they have a half a day yet to go before they'll begin the birthing process, therefore calling for medical help doesn't mean anything. It has to do with your psychological state, nervousness, etc., etc. Therefore, he says, Lavi Shivas Hamashber Golden Psychic Akeda. And a Koshi Kova Lalinda, Kokash, Psychalish on a Mashber, in Kalamechish, Ilu Hoysam, Aledis, Nuzumenis, Etla, Hoysam Shiva Miala Mashber, Soch Mizor, while he was Nizel Bakach. No male Koshkin, she is stopping Shem any whole Leila Savadi Asuba. Certainly when she's asking for help, maybe it's because she can't walk already. That's a little bit mavumble over here. In reality, it doesn't work that way. In reality, the behavior of the woman during the early stages is determined by orders that she receives from the nurse or from the doctor, and generally they don't rush to put a woman into bed until she really has to go into bed. Then comes Ubim Habal Yochol Liyos Shama Lashvicha. This is directly related out to Kup Tzadik Hei. Shetasa Adobo V'Seder Anochon V'Gam Lachazik Osel Ames Libo. English translation, right? Mama's method. He's there for moral support. Hine Yen Yesh Solech. I think Eni Ro Yisur Rapa Lo Tzolech Eni Ro Yisur. He wants to be there. I will also love his Sakel Dinsiyas Havlad Mamish. But he cannot watch the birthing process, right? And Shari Tzedek, they have set up with a matitza, a curtain that comes down that blocks the lower half of the woman. So the doctor is behind the curtain and the husband can stand at the head of the bed. Also, Lola Sakabim Komos Hamachusi Shabo Bididosa. As part of the hachokos, he can't see his wife undressed when she's a nida. To see a woman, see his wife naked, and see the genital organs, that's also even for Tehovah. That's still to be the Kroger Chazal, that you have bad children for that. In Havdolah, they ask the Shaila, the Shulchan Aruch, whether you can make Abdullah a Paskaria. in the lantern because the glass is chotzeis. Yeah, or you know, machokes ha'chayinim, whether you can make Abdullah, the plate is not exposed. Yeah, looking through a clear window is no chilik when it comes to the isur of roe ishto shinido or the din of tznius. Then goes this is revealing. Not an uncommon occurrence. Of course, the Talmud, sooner or later, have to give up the parasitic existence of Sheva Brachos, spending time in her house. In your house, somebody got to set up a house for yourself. Set up a house for yourself is usually a problem of moving and schlepping. The question is, Shabbos Leonidah at the time, can you schlep together? You have to move a bed, you have to move a dresser, you have to move a box. Can you push together? That's a master colleague. It's a very strange raya. It's hard to accept the raya. That time is oven. Polkim and achamor or tonim is mancha mason kovid to meyim. That a zov and a non zov are unloading a donkey, and as a heavy load, heavy box, they have to take it off together. We're afraid because kovid hamaso, then the zov may be not carrying his load, so that he's leaning on the non-zov, and therefore it becomes mishkav-zov, right? Therefore he's metame, right? They will pay the maybe nishon azov al ato, right? Ula yeshochos v'esol b'shuzel l'ishim ishto nida. That's called having contact. And since Chazal made, you see, the hagbolos, the hachokos, you shouldn't have any contact with your wife while she's in nida. This is called having contact, even though they dover acher. You don't have contact holding on to a broomstick. You can use a laser beam, like a Korean who wants to point out an anatomy. Right? That you can do. A laser beam is okay, but you cannot hold together a solid object that brings you into physical contact with your wife. Therefore, maybe here too will be also. And that's the point I wanted to bring in here. The argument against any of these hachokos we'll talk about is, but what does it say? You're afraid there's no isur to touch your wife when she's a nida. She's not tameya. It's a gzeira, takonas chachomim, right? It'll lead to further contact. It will excite the sex drive. Therefore, pushing a piano from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room isn't exactly a romantic activity that brings you into a psychological contact with your wife. Right? Nevertheless, since it's looked upon as contact in Hilchus Zav, in Hilchus Tumah, maybe we should treat it as a contact here too. It's not a thing that you a lot of times together, so you say you need a barrier, something to show that she's a nida, as we'll talk about soon. She comes home from a shopping trip and she's carrying a shopping bag. The shopping bag weighs 2 pounds, but you're a gentleman. So the wife opens the door and she has a shopping bag. You take the shopping bag from her. When she's a nida, taking the shopping bag from her when she doesn't need your help, that is a sign of what of chibur of iskavus. So a masakal is certainly also a masakove. Is not a romantic activity to put your piano together, but a masakal, which is an action of sensitivity, right? That already clearly should be more. So Ula Yosef Homo was there, Dinikam Tsashu Lechibo. Okay. That's the part of the tshuva that I wanted to use end up in the last Kufsari Dalit, introduce the Kufsari Kain. The tshuva really emphasizes that the test, is it an action of Chibo, is not a fair test in Kufsari Kain. The motivation for the Hiskach course is clear, right? We want to put the sex drive in neutral. We want to get it away from your thoughts. And therefore, whatever developed over the years as simonim, as reminders, those are those that we keep ad hayom. So here, just run through what we have. Chayv Adam Lipush Meishto be made to Moshe Ache Tisvo be Tidvo. Vafil Shorsa Zman Oroch Volo Tavlo Tomen Hi Be Nidosa Ache Tidvo. There's no such thing as passage of time that takes away Isonida. Isonida goes away only if there's Tvila after the proper passage of time. But passage of time alone is nothing. The idea, but she's badai not a nida until she's nita labailo al de mikvich. She's the same nida the raisa with chia kores, same as if she were bleeding at that time. Lo yisog lo yokel roshivo afilu bitvorim. It's not a time for light banter. Shema yargil avera. No. If that's the case, then the Africans have it the right way. They have a menstrual hut. Ethiopians, most of them, except the small group, had a menstrual hut. Rambam in Chuvus HaRambam, when he was asked about basically, an African tribe, what is their status in Yadus? He answered, if they have the custom of Ein Ovrim Al Hasaf, that the woman can't pass the threshold, meaning a menstrual hut, she can't enter the house while she's in Ida, they know they're not Jewish. Because menstrual taboos were widespread in Egypt and Africa. They use that as a test. You want to know whether their origins are Jewish origins or not? You know, if they do, it should... She cannot pass the threshold, but this is it's a glacier source, it's not from us. I mean, it's all a source of everything. Therefore, you should know that even though we're going to set up a whole bunch of hachokos, that hachoka we don't accept. Right? Therefore, Amutor Yisachid Imo Nikiben Shebo Alea Pamacha Sulo Tokef Yitzchei. And that is the difficulty in trying to understand the Mahalach of Chazal. You tell me that a man is a Choshev because not a what we had before of Laila Rishona. That she came and needed light of Shona, who Yoshe Ben Hanoshin, he Yoshena Ben Hanoshin. No. Once they consummated their marriage, they're not kashuden, right? That they were violated. Yet, Alpha Pikain, Chazal put in all the hachokos. So that's what I said before. Where the married state gives you the greatest temptation and the greatest opportunity, right? That's why you need the hachokos. But the hachokos are within that temptation situation, where you see your wife every night, where she sleeps 2 inches away from you, right? Alpha Pekin, you're supposed to control the sex drive. Lo yiga bo afilu be'ezva ktana. Lo yoshit mi yodo li yodo shum davo. Lo yikablenu mi yodo. Shema yiga bevsoro. V'chein ar de zriko v'mayad mi yodo li yodo or hefer also also. So you can't play catch with your wife while she's in need. Aye, she likes baseball or football not, because there's tackling that we don't allow. But in baseball, it should be allowed, and she happens to also like athletics, and you want to just, you can't sleep together, you got to do something. You're off on a Sunday. Well, not play catch. Not love dafke. Maybe you can play catch. But a little differently. Look at the Pisri Tshuva Gimel. I had the whole thing. I'm sorry. No, I meant the first. No, that's Dalit. Let's do Gimel first. It said you can't pass anything to each other. I am the tshuva shad Eliyahu, shekosav, ein isha nida rishoy lahazlik ner biyodo, deish yishto baal tabak, o lachami maksmo b'ner ahu, o lahazlik mimenu ner acher, raya, mim ishto yirchetz zetcho. Pir sharav lati shahedol mechaber. She can't light his cigarette. If she lights a fire and he wants to smoke a cigar, she can't give him a light because the hevel machab, because she is sending out heat waves that make contact with him through his cigar. We're using different halachic norms, even though the goal seems to be distant from those norms. The goal is not to do anything derech hibur. The reason why she shouldn't light his cigarette, his cigar, because it's a courtesy, it's a friendly act to do, which you don't do when she's in. That's really why. Not because hevel mechaber. But you see, they approached it, the Rav approached it as isur negiyah. Okay, next. I am Itash Bates. Hold on a bit, one second. This next one, then we'll do it together. Ubusimen Reish Lamed, Shekosav, Muto Lito Miyodo Hatinok. But you can pass a child to your wife when she's in Nida. Yishum Dachai No Seyas Atzmo. Vi Eina Ose Klum. El Hatinek Atzmo Hu Yotze Mechek Imo Ubo Eloviv. So we're using halachic norms that really should not be applied. But that's what happens. When Chachamim make a takana, then the details of takana fall into all categories. I said you shouldn't have contact. What's called having contact? Right. So here, the chumrah, we said, her lighting a match and moving it over to a cigar is called having contact because a hevel machaber, right? And here you have, she's actually handing him a child. But in halacha, chai no seyas atzmo. Why that halacha is applicable here, I have the slightest idea. Chai no seyas atzmo means that you are not carrying an object. If the chai is dead, he's not chai. A dead body is a maso of the Shabbos. A live body is not carrying a child, but only if the child can walk. What that concept was of chai no seyas atzmo, I always felt the only way to understand it is that the Isur Maso is on objects, and a person is not an object. That's when the Chaynosi is Hasno. A person is a mobile thing, therefore can't classify him as a Maso. If, however, it's a baby who can't walk, that applies here too, then indeed that's an Isur. So if you have a baby who's 9 months old, 10 months old, the baby can walk already, you can hand it to your wife if you need it. But you have a newborn, just had a bris, and the the husband takes the baby and wants to hand it to his wife, he hands it to the kvata. The kvata hands it to the wife. That's why they have a kvata that takes it away. Okay? Yeah, one at a time. Yeah.
I know what I wanted to say before, but just in regard to that, so then fine, that's out of principle. What happens at home, or in the case of a baby who's talking about the snow, which is obviously an extreme case, but what? A baby that doesn't walk. So then you don't hand it to the wife, you put the baby down on the carriage or the crib, wherever it is, or they'll carry what they have in the baby, and the wife picks it up from there.
But what does it mean that the baby chooses to go So that there could be a difference. So a baby that's 5 months old may not know that. But a baby that's 10 months old may choose to go even if the baby doesn't walk.
Yeah, but choosing
what does that mean?
The concept of chai yosi itachma means I'm not doing it to him, he's doing it to himself. Right. I am carrying him on my back. In the Shush HaRabim, he's on my shoulders, right? And he's 20 years old, he's a horse, he's taking, dancing him to the woof-woof, right? And nowadays, the whole Hasana scene was copied from some rain dance of the American Indians. can't apply that the Shabbos halachic principle of Chai Yosi Tazmo doesn't seem to be really applicable here. But nevertheless, because the Chai is looked upon as a barrier, independent, he's not associated with me, I'm not carrying him. Therefore, when he goes on himself. That's the concept here. Yeah. But that applies only to a child that can walk. The din of Chai Yosi Tazmo is only someone who's mobile, who can walk. Therefore, he says, just finish off the line there. He says it himself. But if he's what? V'nira dimatina koton, ochole, ochopus. Also, those are shakwam, a kind of sisatmo. Okay? Next, yeah.
Are these halachos only apply to a woman who a person's wife, or are they also applied to any nida?
Clearly owing to his work.
Right.
To a straight woman where there is no potential for the sexual contact, no opportunity for sexual contact, it wouldn't apply.
That pnuya wouldn't either apply.
Right. Okay. Otherwise, you have to have the girls have to put signs on or when they're neither or not neither, not shouldn't be near shoulder, we don't have.
They're all in Nida.
Unfortunately, there's been a little change in that. Some young ladies who have took a class in Halacha have been, I'm sorry, I had only a few weeks ago, have been going to the Mikri to allow themselves to reduce the Isla Megia. Also, you're part of a West Side Syndrome.
Well, Erevim, let's say they want to go Erevim Kippur.
Huh?
What about Erevim Kippur?
Or the Osha.
How much of this is strict legalism, meaning there's a Gzera, there's a Takana, and how much of it is the reason behind
it? Became mainly disloyal, how do they? It became normative in practice, and therefore also becomes binding on us. Say there's a resistance to these halachas, but it's under protest. The people who have committed halachas said you don't follow the rationale, because it doesn't seem to be in keeping with, quote, modern relationships between the husband and wife, and came along Chazal and let you know that Nishtana HaTeva applies to biological specimens below man, But man is going to stand it. And therefore, whatever takonis they made because of the human personality, those are constant. Human personality doesn't change. You want to say something? Yeah?
Oh, that's, I don't think it's modern society, it's just normal. So
what?
This seems like abnormal behavior. People don't act this way.
Yeah, what? What is?
This is somebody that you care about, and when you're treating them as just bizarre. I'm sorry.
Okay. Some you see are very specific. Some seem to be a bit of a variable. Let me one more thing, so you should understand that the Chachamim, the postgame, were dealing with this in a ritualistic way. That once the motive, the goal of Takane, is clear. It's like the Chachamim calls Shodesh HaMitzvah. Right. It's clear. Then how you apply it, developed over time, and they become minig yisrael dinu, they become binding. But watch what happens when you deal with something ritualistically. Look at the Pisei Tshuva Dalet, the next Pisei Tshuva. Okay. The Rambam said that Zriko miyado liyado, so the plague catch with your wife and the needle is also. Right? Ayin Mishal Shuvah, is he up there? Okay. Whether the woman Lahosa Mibalo notes or derech nefichah, she sees a feather on his jacket and she wants to blow it off. Right? Maybe Raya, Meamema the Shoko Gavra that for Mine. I'm going to sin a lot of dina, where a potential litigant took a feather off his coat and said, okay, I can't be your dying anymore because we already have his calmness. You did something courteous to me, and now I am no longer able to treat you without bias, right? So therefore, you see, it's significant. Removing something. I remember before I entered the Rav Shir, I had the school said to be by Dr. Belkin. I learned deeply with Dr. Belkin in Chaim Lvovcha. You people know Dr. Belkin just the medical school, law school. Belkin is the best Magid Shir you could imagine. Radana, he grew up in Radana, that's why. Many of our Rosh Yeshiva here, the older Rosh Yeshiva, I hear largely because they also studied Radin. Anyone studying Radin had a blank check here at Yeshiva. My own relationship with Dr. Belkin, I think, was warmer because my father is a Radin. My father studied Radin. That was an entree. In the Shir, we had a cuckoo. I won't mention his name, he's a Rav and a Kehillah now. Dr. Belkin suffered from dandruff, very bad dandruff. And he wore a dark jacket. And in the middle of the shiur, this fellow would get up and brush off Dr. Belkin's coat. You know, he's got to get up there. Something not exactly normal to do it then, but I was looked upon that as a kvod harav, like doing something which is proper for Talmud to harav, to worry about how the harav looks is over there. Therefore, it's also part of it. Now, watch next. Right? So, that's going too far. That was not part of the takona, not to blow a feather off your husband's jacket, right? But some people felt that in the mood of hachoko, that's an improper thing, right? Next, oy kosav. Let's go about playing catch. Depends how you throw the ball. If she would like to train for being an outfielder, where the main contribution to the team is that he catches fly ball, that would be muto. Well, if she wants to be a shortstop and she catches ground balls, that's also. Look inside. Shavor nogim sezokin dova klapi mala v'lola nochach yishtel kimiskaven lizlot liyoda. What is it? Very simple. If I throw the ball up and she catches it, why did the ball reach her hand? That's because of gravity. The husband didn't make the ball fall in her hand. If I throw it this way, though, right, the koach of the koko to gufo and the koach of the bow is what reaches her, so that the nigia is to his koach. That's why I gave the other example for you. Like the pile of Havlo in Machabe, right? That the heat wave she sends out when she lights the match, it's her car, comes from her, right? Eisho Mishim Chito, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not calling attention to the Lachas to ridicule these halachos, but to give you an idea of what developed. The goal was understood. Some specifics are mentioned in the Gemara. But from there, developed Minhagim, which said there ain't no such thing as a Hachoko Yisera. That the less that you interact with your wife during that period of time, I told you when we began, because Baruch Hu demanded from us that we treat the emotions like a faucet. You turn it on, you turn it off. One of the fun, you see me have it in one other area of halakha, in Adelus. Right? Come Shabbos, turn it off. Come Juntif, right? You turn it off. I buried a dead loved one an hour before Yomtif. Right? So, Yomtif is Batal Yavelus. That's it, finished. That's Batal Yavelus. Well, Yavelus is there. But I said, no, you have to show that Simcha the Rabbin takes precedence over Avelus the Ofer. This is a demand that Kodesh Baruch Hu made on us, and Chazal interpreted this. And because it's so difficult, because the sex drive is a very powerful, the most powerful drive. Therefore, we have these various hachokos. And some of them begin to seem strange. But not so. Not when you put them in the full context. Okay? Now let's learn through some of those that are makubo throughout the Jewish world. Here you see how custom, other than the halachic custom, impacts on halacha. But yochal imo al hashulchan am kein yishum shinu shi yishum dobar mafsik bein koro shalo le koro shalo. Lechem o kankan al shiokho lecha be mapa shalo. Some people have that minug. Most people don't have that minug. That is when she's a needle. Normally the tablecloth put tablecloth on the table, you sit down to eat supper. Right? If she's a nida, you take a placemat. And on the tablecloth, you shouldn't have the placemat, which normally you wouldn't use when there's a tablecloth on there. Anyway, that's the heker. Some people have a minig. It's a minig based on how the mother taught, usually it's the mother does it, how the mother taught the daughter. And when she's nida, it's even more romantic. It doesn't necessarily light it, but there's the candlestick, the Shabbos candlestick is placed on the table. Normally, say the Shabbos candlestick stands on the dresser, on the bureau, on the credenza, or whatever. And you eat the kitchen, a candlestick is there. Yesh omrim, hod etzri, that's what it means, kolecha b'mapa shalom. Yesh omrim, hod etzri, chin hefzik, ben kora shalom, le kora shalom. Hain edavka, kishe einen ochrim b'kor achas, kishe tova. Avlem ochrim b'kor achas, kishe tova. Sagim ochro, cheles b'kor b'pei atzma, ben tzor heker acher. Again, this is the mores of the society. In some societies, family eating, family style. Right? You go to a chassid, sometimes they first serve you French style, French service, each one is served separately. Sometimes the waiter comes and slaps down a big plate with 10 pieces of chicken, and each one takes a piece of chicken. That's family style. In many societies today as well, a pot is put in, right? And people reach in the pot with their fingers or with a fork and eat together. Right? It's ochlin b'kor achas. Therefore, if that's the custom, then it's sufficient. If this lunch is in either, the food is ladled out into separate plates, and each one has his own plate, but don't dip it together into the same pot. It is more common throughout the world. More people eat from the same pot than from separate dishes. And throughout native societies, that's the customary way to eat. In fact, in some societies, if you took any anthropology, they don't even have a serving dish, but they eat from the pot itself. I mean, the pot is cooking. That's where you, the name for it, I forgot already what it is. And people just sit around the fire, and they dip into the boiling pot with a stick or something. Pizza. Take out a hunk of meat and eat it.
With pizza.
Yeah. All right, next. The Chaynog. Yes, Omrim. Sha'osol olecho mishuri macha shala, right? K'mo sha'osol lishos mishuri koshala, k'mo sha'izboya. That's the next one, Dalet. Lo yishte mishuri kosha shosehi. Im lo sha'mafsik odom acher b'nehem. O sha'hurat mikozeh o kos acher. Afil hukso le kos lishon. Im shasasa ruhu eini hodeya b'chotze lishos b'kos shalo eini sicha l'hagalo shalo yishte v'im uteras lishos b'kos shasasa hu v'im shasasa b'kos b'hochalo yishom osu shemotu lo lishos amoso v'nachas shivahocha ein kan chibo. Here that halacha is really helps to understand how Chazal understood it. People were more sanitary than you think. More sanitary concerns than you think. Drinking from the same cup was not the norm. How it developed, I grew up in a little shul on the east side. There was a cup there that near the sink that people use for washing their hands or coming to daven or from the bathroom. And that cup, and also used to drinking, everybody. I wanted to drink, but I was one cup, hanging on a chain. Where life deteriorated in Eastern Europe, and they lost some of their concerns for health measures, sanitary measures, and so on. Yeah. But it was not done. Where was it done? Like nowadays. Right, if you drink take a bottle of Coca-Cola and you drink from the bottle, most people don't hand it to a chava to drink also. But with your wife, you have a bottle of soda, you're on a trip, you took a bottle of soda, you'll drink from it, she'll drink from it. So that alone, the idea of drinking together is chibur. Then goes the second half. But only she, if she drinks first, he can't drink from it. Right? Because if he's drinking from it, he's the one that's choshev. Right? Since he has to be one that initiates the sexual contact, that's part of any social norms, right? Therefore, he's the one that's choshev. If any sign of chibur on his part, since he wouldn't pick up the bottle of Coca-Cola if some other wife, someone else's wife, drank from it, only because his own wife drank from it, that's where Emai Sechibo, therefore it's also. Therefore, it's not that it became treif. It doesn't become, you know, if she drank from a bottle of milk, it still remains Cholav Yisrael. Cholav Yisrael is, right? So, if he's aware and he picks it up, it's a sign of chibur. But she drank something from it, never told him. Never could to tell him I drank from this bottle. The bottle is safe for you. Right? He drinks from it. Why not? That's not a sign of chibur. He just picked up, he wants a glass of milk. He took a glass of milk from the bottle. Okay? The reverse, however, didn't concern Chazal. That if she drinks from something he left over, but the Gemara mentions Shiuri Kos. Therefore, the Gemara before said, Shmoshi is boiled. I think that the same thing applies to Shiuri Ocho. Even though, again, is that called as Chachomin? I'm not sure that I'm using the right words there either. But the Bili Yisrael, which became Halochit, right, was unidirectional, and he cannot show Chibo to her. Right. The reverse isn't true. But therefore, the Gemara says, I don't see any chilik. Since the whole idea is, I treat my wife as I wouldn't treat a stranger, but I'm conscious of the fact that she's my wife, that's the derech chibur. Therefore, why not gemina, whether it's liquid or solid? If she left over some chicken and he wants to eat the chicken, also not proper. It's also a sign of chibur, because somebody else has over chicken, you wouldn't be doing it.
The coast that sometimes if you're playing sports and stuff like that, people like pass around the bottle, they won't drink directly from the port into the mouth. So with that kind of shoe pouring it into the mouth.
As long as others drink from it too, that breaks. There's nothing special. Right, that breaks.
No, but the extraordinary action of making that kind of
head. Nowadays, with the absence of flu vaccine, it's not a good idea. Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that as long as you just move the food into another container, so even if you take her food and put it on your plate, then you're not literally eating from her specific plate. Whatever it was that she used, not
that's
as
the food. Same thing as applied by kosher. Who got the kosher, right? It also means that, again, you know, you have to, like in Hilchos Shabbos, you have to sometimes approach your balabatish. I don't want to drink from the cup because you drank from it, because your sickle is on the cup. So I don't worry about that in my bag, but I can pour it over into another cup. That I feel more comfortable drinking from it. Right. So that broke the chibur, as we said. I drink from the same cup when it touched her lips. Right. That's a chibur. Right. If, however, I pour it off into another cup, it means I'm looking to be a little cleaner, more sanitary. So this. We learned before that the nido that results, the status of nido that results from damsulin, we said it could be shocheves al mitosa. Right. That they want machna. Again, almost as if they want to, as I said before, let you know that I know, that you know, that I know that she's not a nido really. So we gave certain leniencies by Dam Shulman. Here, we talk about a real nido that has an isul Leshe Balamita Shah. Why? Because the idea of being in her bed is raises sexual thoughts. Now come this. You also Leshe Val Safsol Oluch Shemus Nanedes Veinim Mechuberas the Kosa of Shisto Nida Yeshevis Oluch. Did I get it here, or I'll have to give you another trip. Catch it here about writing in an auto. No, that's not. I'll give you the tshuva after this. That you cannot ride, you cannot sit on a bench that wobbles, right? That mechubo, because you become conscious of her movements, right? Or use the language that they used before when lighting his cigar, right? There is a physical contact. If heaven of the physical contact, then the fact that she moves and the bench moves with her and moves you, that's physical contact. Okay. So the shver has a shuvah. What about you taking a ride in an auto? You're going on a car ride. I mean, she can't sit on the same in the front seat with you if it's a. That's why the machmirim only buy bucket seats. Right. But
or make her sit in the back.
Huh?
Or make her sit,
or
in,
make
the
her sit in the back. Yeah, that's yeah. She wrote, no, that's not called being conscious of her movement, because a car seat, not that when she moves, you know she moves. The whole car moves, you're aware that both of you move. But it's not similar to this Safsol Hamnanedes. Right? 1 second. Yesh matirim she'od amarcha mafsik v'yoshe b'neihem. Right? V'chein, let's finish this off, v'chein lo yelech im ishto ba'agolo achas or b'svina achas im holech rak tiyu k'gan l'ganos v'adesim v'yosu v'zeh avon im holech m'ir l'ir l'tzoch v'mut rach v'yishu v'yishto ein l'vadim u'bavad sh'yeshu v'der sh'yidu zeh b'zeh. What does he say? Again, during that that two-week period, a 12-day period, right, is not a time for going on a bicycle due for two. It's not a time for taking a ride in a buggy to see the full foliage. But, and then you say, that's because not to say because they're moving, no, it's because it's the wrong activity for that period of time. And therefore, he says, if you have to go, if you have to go from one town to another town, of course that's okay. But to go just for a stroll, go for just for a ride, like I say, to see the full foliage, that's not proper. And these are minhagim that are fairly well established. There are certain activities you do when she's an anida, and you exclude those that you would do when you are romanticizing, when you are courting her. You want to ask something?
Yeah, would our sofas be considered a safsal mechuberes lakotel because they're very heavy and they're not?
No, I think also because of the structure of our sofas, they have springs, which makes you when an individual. When someone sits down on one edge of the sofa, you don't feel on the other edge of the sofa because although it looks like one sheet on top, it's tied in a way where it breaks up so that you're not conscious of another person sitting down on it. So if you are, then it's like a sofa. So if it's a properly constructed sofa with springs inside, usually you don't feel it. Or like our sofa, there's springs on the bottom, in a section on the bottom. On top of that, there's a feather or a foam rubber cover. Pillow, long pillow on it, bolster that goes on. Also, the nature of the material separates the movements of the people. want to give this one. Vav is out of place. By out of place, it's hard to understand. Presenting the halacha the way the Mechaber did in Kufsari K, I tell you that you can't eat together at the same table. Right? And I tell you also, you should know, you shouldn't sleep together in the same bed. It seems to be a... Okay. Here we have a... let's first just take a look at the Shach. B'mito, Yural, the Shach Yural. Miu b'mito shaleitz o shal binyan mutu shal memishto hu b'mitoso ishto mitoso v'kakosa v'ara mash arshaka v'hu miperik ador etc. yoshu mikliya ishto shal. What's that? That's the Geyas Halacha L'maisa. Because the furniture stores offer that kind of sleeping arrangement. When you have a single bed frame, on the bed frame fits two mattresses. Right? Is that called that they are in contact with each other?
If the mattresses
are
touching each other?
If the mattresses are not touching, right? But the frame is mechaber. As he says, no. So that's okay. Why? Right? That's what it means to say. You know what? Mito shaletz or shobinyan. Muto shomim ishto hu mitosa vi isho mitosa. What does that mean? A mito shaletz, and he's in one mitosa. I mean, tell you that I have a wooden bed here and I have a wooden bed here. That's muto? No. It means there's a mito shaletz. And on the mito shaletz, there are two mitos, which is our system of a frame for twin bed frame, right? There you have to have enough room to move them apart. Or the way we have the shaila comes up all the time, a young couple, they want to buy a bedroom set with a headboard. And the two beds, a bracket, are attached to the headboard. So if they're attached to the headboard and there's a frame around it, where mamish is not possible to move them apart, then you can buy it. A headboard alone is no problem, right? Because it's possible to swing the beds apart a little bit.
But you have, is it just the mattress or the whole bed?
Huh?
As long as it's just the mattress is on top, not the bottom
right.
frame. Box frame. You don't have to move.
That's what it means. There's a mito shaleitz and okay. Let's see, what do you have? Hold this, one more, we'll stop. Lo yistakel afilu ba'keva v'al b'mkomo samachusu shabo ala muta l'istakel ba'al b'mkomo sagluye ma'afi shenen ebriyoso. He may have a pretty wife, it happens sometimes, right? And which means he did marry a rich girl, right? And he's pleased to know that he was offered to have a pretty wife, even if he's a neither. He looks so he's pleased with it, perfectly fine. That's not out of order, right? But to see her when she's getting dressed, even though she's not entirely naked. But the makomos hamechusin shabbat, those places which the halacha calls mechusin, and there the test is the same test as for tefillah. Right? That it's not a mokom tefillah if a woman is there not properly dressed. That's not properly dressed. Her arms are exposed past the triceps, the muscle over here, right? Not down to the fingernails, that's new halacha. Tznius, they're supposed to, it's a mocha for it. They're supposed to make sure that the heel doesn't show. You can't look even at a heel, but nowadays, the Beis Yaakov girls, you don't know whether they're wearing shoes or not, because they walk on their skirt. The skirt goes down, shuts along the ground.
The floors are always clean.
No, it's so. That's the tzius. The skirt shuts along the ground. That wears out, you see, it's frayed on the bottom. The new mishigas. Nothing, the legs don't show at all, not even the ankles. To go below the, up to the end of the shoe or something like that. Mokam Mechusim is below, above the knee, right? And of course, what appeared, maybe I wasn't observant, but this year, of girls who are dressed very sneezic, even long sleeves and long skirt, but the pulpit shows out. Over here is bare. It's a new style. Where that came from, I don't know. And I see it on all the women, not just once upon a time. You saw it happened to little children, so you grab them and you pull their shirt down so it shouldn't catch cold. But nowadays, they wear slack pants that end below the hip, right? And then they have a shirt that ends above the belly button, and the belly button sticks out, and that's not serious, because they follow the halacha. I'm talking about even called our girls, including girls that come here to be boys in the early part of the season when it was warm. You saw it, they were just serious, except that the puppet showed up. Why, I don't know. Where that became acceptable to them, I had to decide the same way. But this is,
I said many times, proper dress is determined by a pervert in Paris for girls, and by a pervert in Milan for boys. They determine what's proper. Last halacha, we'll finish off. Royula shetishache la begodim lemeni duso geishir shneim zochin tomet sheimida. But that's supposed to be private, and we'll see later on. Get to it a little bit, is a little bit of a problem, because remember we had already before Amra Tmeyani, and then she said Yizan a Masla Dvarel, because I was angry at you, you did something wrong, therefore I was angry and you want to see it. So a Masla we can accept, also Peshahita, right? But if she did a Maisa, Kigan, what? She put on Big Day Medusa, then she no longer can change her mind. But the Russian there is, later on you'll see that Chavosel know that she's a Nida because she put a big need to do so. That seems to be a kind of a violation of Tznius there. Here we're just talking about that he knows, in the house, you know, the house they know that during, while she's a Nida, she always wears a dress, not a skirt and blouse. Even though normally during the week she wears a skirt and blouse, but maybe this is where some such semen, that's a proper thing. I'm not aware how widespread that is. It just doesn't tell you that it's based upon our sugi, the Gemara, but it says it's a nochol. It makes good sense. Why? Right? It's a kind of a secret code between them.
Does that also apply then to passing something in, you know, in public, in a public place,
I'll bring it at you, what you're asking is, does Kod HaBrios come in and play a role here like it does in Shabbos HaRabbonim? That you're not mechuyev to take home Shabbos HaRabbonim when you find out that you're wearing something which is Shabbos, but I'll show you Tovah V'nuz, not woven, just one layer on top of the other, it's only also Med HaRabbonim, whether it says that if it's the Reise, Poshra Afil Yishuk, right? But if it's only a Chatnus Rabbanon, then Godol Kod HaBrius. Then Kod HaBrius takes precedent. Whether Kod HaBrius takes precedent on these things in certain circumstances. We'll talk about it in detail. Let's start here. Hey, you want to check it with me? what the name was here,